Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving, speaking to us in the heart. I remember years ago the Lord said, when I'm using you as speaking, I'm speaking to the people's hearts, not their mind. And he made that distinction clear because the mind don't always catch it, but the heart will. It's up to the person to have it. To be wholehearted, to have a pure heart. When people have a pure heart, they want what's right no matter what it costs them. When they have a divided heart, they're capable of desiring something that's not right. And it will, if you don't deal with anything that is of Satan, he will use it against you in your weakest moments. This is why the darkness has lasted so long. And there's a darkness. We talk about the dark ages when tyrants seemed to have won and they were in power and they hated Christ. They're no different now. In fact, they're worse. But we have people that know God now. And for this reason, people that love God, they love God. People that hate God, they hate God. When people take a position, that was their personal choice. All I do for people who make personal choices is live the life of God before them. At this point, I reach out to people that God put on my heart. More than just reaching out to people that I want to. Because people have heard. Everybody I know, I have shared the gospel some kind of way. They know where I stand. But if they didn't make the choice, it's because they didn't want to. And the Lord respects that. They're going to be miserable. They're going to be excluded from His kingdom. They're going to fall into a fiery pit. But God can't help them because their heart, they didn't want Him. Everybody don't want God like you do or like I do. But then there's reasons why. But see, when the Word of God is presented, if they don't harden their heart and soften their heart, they might respond to the love of God. If they have any love in them, any light in them, they will respond to the love of God. But if their heart is divided, the enemy has something to work with. And sometimes it becomes a stronghold. And there are also people out there that want out. They want to get out of this life. They want to get out of the worldly way. And when they see hope, they want it. Their heart wants it. Those are the people that the Lord put on my heart. He'll give me a dream, a vision, or cause them to cross my path and we talk. This is a time, if you love God, to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and be quick to act on whatever He say and be appropriate. This is a time where we don't need to miss God. When I got saved, just before the charismatic movement, I got saved in 83. Maybe it was going on then. But nevertheless, I got saved in 1983. And when I started walking with the Lord, I loved it. But people would easily miss God. Most pastors miss God about something. But this is a time we need to hear Him out. If we want to get our loved ones in better condition, if we want to be effective. Being effective is not an accident. It takes obedience, and it takes believing God's pure word. And it also requires breaking through the deception of false interpretations. We've been dealing with that for a few weeks now. Anything that Satan said can be broken through. Any stronghold can be overcome. The Lord has countermeasures. He has a way to do it. We have to select to follow him and do his word. If we do, we win. If we don't, we lose. It doesn't get any more different than that. When we win, it enables people to live. This is not for our salvation, but we can assist in somebody else's salvation. And we need to pray. We need to break through in prayer. We need to break through in life. We need to break through in understanding and knowledge. When the counsel of God helps us break through. The might of God, we may not feel strong enough, but when we rely on his power, we can receive all the strength we need. And we can break through. You don't have to lose anymore. You don't have to do the wrong thing anymore. You don't have to take time and waste time and not prosper. And in prospering, a lot of times people prosper, they want to get God to prosper them according to their expectation. But biblical prosperity is when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added in that order. See, when you follow him, when you're seeking first the kingdom, you gain vision. When you seek first his righteousness, you gain foundation. And then the things in life will be added to you. It's not hard. The Lord had me teaching about simplicity. People have left the simplicity of God's word and the pure meaning of God's word, doing things that make them feel more powerful. Deception is usually people get deceived because they take bait for a shortcut. They always want some kind of shortcut. In God's house, there are no shortcuts. Focus on him. And people get in trouble trying to prosper against the will of God. And then they never get to what they don't expect more because they can't get there. And they don't know why. And they want to do it their way and they won't listen. They want to do things according to their own, what they're used to. And if somebody they look up to say something, they might change. But see, the people who are learning and growing are not always people that you would look up to. See, when you have pride in your heart, you can't do some things. God is using common people to write books, and people won't even read them because they got so much pride in them. They'll think it's stupid to read your book because no, you're not known. I don't even like saying that, but that's about how it is. Jesus said, a man is not without honor except in his own hometown and among his kinfolks. He ran into that. He knew that's how the enemy groomed people. There are people who break through. There are kin people that will read your book. There are siblings that will read your books. I don't know if your siblings will read your book, but God has people that break through. Everybody's not deceived, and everybody don't stay deceived. See, the knowledge of God comes to us many ways. We still walk a narrow path, but he give us knowledge through vessels that yield themselves. And sometimes the vessels that yield themselves are not well known in the stage they're in. But that word is just as good as the people that are very well known. And sometimes better. Sometimes it's more refined. I listen to people on YouTube, and sometimes they're teenagers. They're saying accurate things because God gave it to them. And one day when they're well known, and people will receive them because they're well known, they'll talk about what they learned when they were a kid. The same revelation. But they wouldn't listen to them when they were unknown, because that's how Satan is. Satan has, I don't mean to magnify him, but people have fallen for his lies. And it's time for it to stop. The only reason he gets away with things is because people are not humble in their heart. And God requires it. He requires unfeigned love. See, unfeigned love enables you to be humble for real. A humble heart is an obedient heart. It wants God's word. It doesn't judge the vessel. It doesn't judge. It's not on a power quest. It's on a God quest. And God happens to be powerful. But we're powerful in Him. People always seek mighty things. It's got to be faster. It's got to be bolder. It's got to be better. I got to be better. And if they see somebody that's operating in the anointing, which outclasses our best efforts in the first place. It depends on what a person, people are anointed for different things. When a person has an anointing, God gave it to be a blessing to the whole body. But people that are foolish in their way, they will be jealous against the person because they're anointed. And the way we treat people is no different than the way we treat God. It can't be separated. If somebody comes to you in the name of the Lord, the way you treat them is the way you treat God. The way you treat them is the way you treat Jesus, who sent them. And that's the way you treat God. If they won't receive you, and He sent you to them, they're looking at you, they're disrespecting God with them. Paul said, if I tell you something, you're obligated to do it. He said, if I send the least of you to tell somebody what I said, it stands. And that was years ago, and everybody agreed. So it is with God. People think they can disrespect the Holy Spirit and it'll be all right. Grieve the Holy Spirit. Resist the Holy Spirit. Something's going to happen when people do that. And it's not going to be good. And my prayers won't work at that point. When people are doing things continually against the Holy Spirit because of Cain, jealousies, and foolishness, pride, and not teachable. Can't end with. And see, God give people a space of time to repent, because if He gave that lousy woman Jezebel a space of time to repent, that means His love is very deep. So when His children get beside themselves, He'll give them a space of time to repent. But when they get to that point, well, that's it. Usually 10 times. Prayer won't work. Jacob told Laban, he said, you changed my wages 10 times, and that's when God acted. And then he tried to get Rebekah to delay 10 days. And this was before all that. This was Jacob's mother. He tried to hold her up 10 days, same man. But she said, I will go. She made a choice because she was wholehearted. When people can't be wholehearted, they can't be trusted. The Holy Spirit won't trust them unless they're wholehearted. They may not have all the wisdom and knowledge and understanding to pull it off, but if they're wholehearted, He can work with them. If they're half-hearted, He won't touch them. He ready to spit them out. because they will betray his purposes. When the enemy pulls that string, they're going to side with him. Unless they go right back to the first love and start over and love him and become wholehearted. If you can't be wholehearted, God will not give you an assignment to hinder his precious people. The enemy will use a person as half-hearted as a weapon, and he does it every time. That's something, if God said he had to spit out lukewarm people, if he spit a person out, they should have been spit out. If he leave them here after in the rapture, he should have left them. Instead of worrying about it, I brace myself to prepare for the people he got to spit out. I say I will do all that's in his heart, not mine, so that I'll be on point with whatever I got to do. Sometimes when I'm praying, the Lord, I can sense that I'm not supposed to be praying that way, because the people have made a choice. He gave me a dream. When people make a choice like that, that's it. Leave them alone. Leave them in that way. That's what they want to do. Jesus said it this way. He said, they that be filthy, let them be filthy still. They that be righteous, let them be righteous still. If they want to do right, good. Let them do right. If they want to be filthy, let them be filthy. See, my soul longs for that redemption, but nobody can be redeemed against their will. That's what he's showing us. If they made a choice, let them make a choice, whatever they want to do. Now, don't even bother to get mad at them. Focus on who you can help. Some people just don't want God's help. You let them. For whatever reason they choose, they can be that way. That's what they want. But I know that God is good. He's been good to me. I've learned things. I've understood things. He cleared up a lot of things. He showed me how life works. And I have his joy, and I got peace, and I'm doing his work. A proud man will look at my life and say, I don't see nothing. He sure don't. Because he'll only look at what make you look good, what appeals to people. God looks at the heart. And I got a ministry that you can't see the size of it. I don't care. As long as God worked with me to do this, he started it. This is a hot spot. Jesus showed Peter where the fish were. He didn't waste time throwing his nets in the cold spots. He threw it where the fish were. And almost broke his net. Jesus said, cast out your nets for a haul. Cast out one and liked to broke it and called his friends. They helped him. And there were so many fish, they still filled their boats. Obedience. It takes a humble person to obey God. Meek, teachable, trainable. God can't train a proud man. And if you got a measure of pride in you, you ain't gonna go but so far and stop. You'll get to the edge of where God can keep you in the kingdom of God. And he can't trust you with any more anointing, just what you can handle and not get lifted up. See, sometimes pride works. People expect more. They expect things to be better the way they want it. And it's not going to be the way you think. I don't think no ministry will be the way a man can think or conceive it. It's going to be, if it's God, if you follow him, it's going to be like God said. Some ministries are amazing. It amazes me, but that's not what God wanted. they have compromise in it somewhere, it's not, it's, if they're not aware of things, if they don't trust God right, they only go so far too. It just looks amazing on the outside. And it may be amazing on the inside. But what God had in mind is much greater, much more thorough. Some people take deceptive shortcuts, and they settle for much less than what God had in mind. Some people ask for the permissive will instead of the perfect will, and it still looks amazing, but it's not a solid foundation that God needs to build it. But when God is doing it, it's going to look the way it looks. You just got to get used to it. And it'll be very effective. God can take an average man and give him an effective ministry. And he'll leave a legacy more than people that are well known. Because God knows how to do things like that. He's good. He's wealthy in knowledge and wisdom. He's wealthy in counsel and might. And he makes us to be wealthy just like him. He has forward and not backwards. This is the time to get to know him, not miss out. But when people are not trainable, God can't do nothing with them. He can't correct them. He can't train them. He can't teach them. He's limited. They limit him. They keep him limited. So they're going to miss out on this great revival. And I know what I'm talking about because the Lord... He schooled me on this here. I'm not just talking. I'm right. I'm right. I'm also out of time. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He's mighty, and he'll clear up all understanding. If you yield to him, there's nothing you can't do. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.